prophet, John the Baptist, proclaimed that we are to prepare the way of the Lord, to make ourselves ready to receive the kingdom of God, which in the end is the kingdom of Jesus. Receive Jesus very personally. And as he talked in the gospel, he spoke about us bearing fruit. And one of the discussions I had with the Holy Father was about what he meant by missionary disciples. And one of the things he shared with me, and he had told a story too about his own life, is that really Jesus is calling us first to live our baptisms. I mean, that's what really was spoken about in the gospel. And it's the baptism of the Spirit of God. And it's the baptism of, we're baptized into that same Spirit of God. So we share the Spirit of God in our lives. So first, to be aware of the Spirit moving in our lives. The Spirit preparing us for the kingdom of God. That same Spirit. And then the second point that the Holy Father made, which was in this gospel, is that we are baptized in fire. We are baptized in fire. We're supposed to be smoking as Catholic Christians, that we are called to be his witnesses with great love and great fire. Great fire. And the fire is his love that we share with one another. Husbands and wives, you are missionary disciples to each other. You are called to be on fire as a couple, as a husband and a wife. For those of us that are single or in religious life, the same is true for us. We are called to be on fire to prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare for the kingdom of God present in this world, each of us. It's what the second candle means of Advent. And Advent, Adventare, the coming of Christ. And we're preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ right now, in this Mass. And how do we do that? We do that as a people of prayer. So we come together as a people of prayer. We enter the church. We dip their hands in the holy water. We signed ourselves in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We renewed our baptism. And we said, Lord, I'm here. Hit me. Hit me with your grace. Hit me with your love. Hit me with your presence. For I come as one who is being called to be a disciple and a witness of Jesus Christ. And then the other way of preparing ourselves is through the Word of God. To let the Word of God really enter our lives. The prophet Isaiah today was talking about a time of peace. So God's calling us into that time of peace right now. He wants us to enter into the peace of heaven as we enter into this Eucharist. And then St. Paul to the Romans, and as I knelt at the tomb of St. Paul, at St. Paul's Basilica, it was simply, wow, 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 to really hear the call to be a disciple, a missionary disciple. That's who Paul was. That's who Paul is for us, a missionary disciple. It's also about letting Christ into our lives more personally. And, you know, Paul was hit by a lightning bolt. For some of us, that's what it takes. God has a wonderful baseball bat of lightning bolts to hit us with. And to say, hey, it's time to straighten up. It's time to fly right. It's time to be my witness, my disciple. So that also is a part of preparing ourselves. To recognize the parts of us that have drifted away from God and to allow the forgiveness of God to touch us and heal us, to allow the love of God to bring any darkness out of our lives, to blow it away with his light and his love. In the end, it's all about Jesus. In the end, it's all about his love for us. And as we prepare ourselves for the birth of Jesus again in our lives, you know, it's really partly the image is, how can we prepare ourselves to be able to hold the baby Jesus in our hands right now, in our arms, like the little ones in front, to be able to hold them with great love, to be able to hold Christ with great love, to be able to hold him with the intention that this is my Lord and Savior, and there's nothing or no one in the world that can ever separate me from that love. And he loves me. He loves you. It's one of the reasons I think when we hold babies, we break into baby talk. All of us. And in the end, that baby talk is really the talk of the Spirit, the language of the Spirit, because we're touching purity, we're touching holiness, we're touching pure goodness. The little goober has not done anything wrong, nothing. And that's really what we hold when we hold Jesus Christ in our arms. Goodness and mercy and forgiveness and healing and peace and great love. Let's pray as we prepare ourselves during the second week of Advent for the coming of Christ in our lives, for the coming of the kingdom in our lives. Let's pray for all those graces that we may truly hold him in our arms as he loves us.